The Gemara Daf Yedaf Amud Aleph brings down the Nusach of Birchas HaIlanos, the bracha you make when you see the Ilanos that are budding during the month of Nisan. And the Nusach of the bracha is Baruch Shalachisim Ha'ilam Meklum Barba Brias Taibas Ilanos Taibas Lehisnais Ben Bnei Adam. And Rashi says it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created trees that we should be nana from Lehanis Mem, that we could get Hana from the trees, and then we make this bracha. Based upon this lashon of the bracha, Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch has a very sadistic safek. He wants to know what would be the din if a person goes out and he sees an ilan shel arla, an ilan, a tree of arla, within the 3 years where the parasa aser b'achila, aser b'hana, is it mutter to make a birchas ilanus on such a tree or not? Mitzad echad, you can't get enough from it, so it's not lehenes ben bnei adam. It's not something you can be nana from. Mitzad sheni, you could physically get enough from these pears. It's only because of the iser that you can't, and maybe that is considered lehenes ben bnei adam. So he ends off with a suffix whether you can make a birchas ilanus on a ilan shel arla. Now the it's brought down that this shaila was once asked to the Tribuna Rav, whether you can make a birchas ilanus on an ilan shel arla, and on the spot he came up with a yiluyish raya to bring the raya that you could make a bracha on ilan shel arla, and that's from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara over there is talking about that when you have certain isurim, certain things that people could be nichshel, and you're mechiv to make a tzion, you have to make some type of sign to let people know that there's an issa over here. L'mashal, if there's a kever, you have to let people know that there's a kever, so kahanim won't become tamei. And one of the things the Brisa says over there is you have to, if you have an ilan shel arla, you have to put up a sign or some type of notation to let people know that this is an ilan shel arla, so they shouldn't come and eat the fruit. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says over there that that is only true during Shemitah, where the pears are hafgir, and anyone could go eat them if they want. There's no iser, there's no problem of stealing, and therefore you have to let them know that it's arla and they shouldn't eat these pears of arla. But during a non-Shemitah year, there's no chiyuv to put up a sign and let people know that it's arla, because if they eat it, that's their fault. They shouldn't be eating it anyways. It's stealing. They're stealing from the Baal Hasada. They have no right to eat these pears anyways, and we're not mechuyev to protect people that are being over on Issa Gezela, and therefore during other years, you're not mechuyev to put up a sign letting people know that it's arla. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. So, in fact, the Tribuna Rav, he said, if it's true that you can't make a bracha, a brachas ilanus, and an ilan shel arla, then even on other years, you should be mechuyev to put up a sign that this is an arla tree, because there is a michshol that people could do without being over on the Issa Gezela, and that's saying brachas ilanus. They might pass by your field, they see this nice tree, and they're going to make a brachas ilanus. They're not going to know that it's arla, and then it will be a bracha levatala. So maybe you should be mechuyev to put up a sign to let them know that it's an ilan shel arla, to stop them from making a bracha levatala. And from the fact that we don't do that, from the fact that Moshe Gamliel says in other years there's no chiyuv to put up any type of sign, is l'chara rai that you could make a brachas ilanus on an ilan shel arla, and there is no issue over here of bracha levatala, and there's no issue of bracha levatala because the bracha does apply to ilan shel arla. That is the beautiful rai of the Tribuna Rav to be paishet the suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now it's brought down in the Sefer Halicha Shleimer from Shlomo Zalman on Hilchos Tefillah. Perek Chav Gimel, he says that he was once asked if there's anybody in his generation that knew Shas cold, and they had the whole Shas in front of him on his fingertips and just bring a rye from anywhere like they used to have in previous diaries. And he said that the Tribuna Rav is such a person. He had Shas on his fingertips. He could just bring a rye from anywhere at any time. And he brought this rye as an example that you see his Eluishkeit and his Bekias in Shas, that he was able to be Peshed anything from anywhere in Shas. And it's interesting to note that in the Sefer Sar HaTaira, the biography of the Tribuna Rav, it says that towards the end of his life, he said that he's not Chayzer on any of the psakim that he wrote in his Tshuva's Dive of Misharim. He stands by all of them, except for one psak that he's chayzer from, and it was this psak. This psak that he can make a bracha on the ilan shel arla, he had second thoughts about, because he said that l'maisa, for Rabbi Vega has such a suffix, this is not good enough of a raya to be paished it. You can't be paished to be Vega suffix from such a raya, even though the raya is a beautiful raya, but sounds like the Seif Yom, if he was chayzer from it, but I'll upon him, that is the Gevaldik raya that's been a rav, that you could make a bracha on the ilan shel arla.